Right now, though, it's time for another edition of our Tibbetts Talk, and this Friday night at the Tibbetts, it's going to be rocking. You probably would have had to live under a rock to not know the music of Elton John. For decades and decades, he's been on stage touring the world. And coming to the Tibbetts this Friday night is one of the top tribute bands for Elton John. And joining us on the line is a guy who plays Elton John in that band, Gerald Brann. By trade, a jazz pianist. What hooked you on the music of Elton John and the, well, not only the music, but also the weird costumes and everything else of Elton John?
Well, I've always been a fan of Elton John as far back as I can remember. And I, as a kid, one of the very first albums I ever got was the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road album. Okay. And, you know, at the time, you know, in full disclosure, it was probably because of, you know, the artwork and the cartooning and all that stuff on the cover. And I wasn't really playing the piano very much back then, but I heard this music and I was blown away. Every song on it was fantastic. And I was just hooked from a very early age. And I knew I wanted to play piano. I didn't know necessarily I was going to end up playing Elton John music in the future, but I knew I wanted to play the piano, and I just kept on going with it, and this is where I ended up, and I'm very much loving it.
Well, your band's called Yellow Brick Road. Are there songs that are favorites for you that really move you of Elton John that you play on stage?
It's funny, I get asked that a lot, and there's different ways that I love these songs. You know, some of them evoke memories that are, you know, that are dear to me, and then other things, it's just the playing. But if you're on the stage performing the music, one of my favorite songs to play is Burn Down the Mission. Has a little bit of everything, you know, starts out nice and easy and tender and everything, and then it builds, and then there's really fast jamming parts, and it also has that 1970s gospel-y kind of feel that Elton was exploring there for a while. There's a little funky, soulful stuff, and I love that.
Is it tough to cut down the library to just the songs you'll play in a couple hour show?
Oh, incredibly tough. You have to have a list that's just rotating to try and satisfy. It's really difficult when you have an artist that has so many hits, and then you have to do a 2 hour show. And what do when there's, you know, 70 or 80 gigantic number one hits, and you've got enough time to play about 25 songs? Yeah. It's tough, and I get asked quite often, hey, why didn't you play this song? And I show them the set list. I'm like, okay, which one should I take off to put that one on? And they're like, ooh.
Good point. Yeah, come back for another show. Yeah,
exactly. Just have to see more shows.
So how many costume changes for you?
Well, typically, unless we have some kind of thing that's a little bit different in the program, typically I would do 3 or 4 changes. Start out in one, switch over at the break, and then a few extra things, some surprises.
Is it Elton John's music, the piano playing? Is it Elton John's, you know, weird costuming? Is it Bernie Taupin's lyrics? What had do you, in your mind, has led to the success, I mean, really icon status of Elton John?
It's
all
kind
of the above.
Perfect storm, I think. With Elton John, his music was kind of fresh and new at the time. He, you know, we're a little bit post British invasion, right? And his had the piano, and it was just raw jamming music that, you know, you don't even know why you're bouncing up and down in your seat. You just know you're glued to it, and it was just a trio at first. Just the drums, piano, and bass, and it hooked people. But that combined with the stage antics, the cool personality, the costumes that got more and more outrageous as it went on, and then if you look at the bare essence of it, it really all started because of the songwriting. Elton John is an incredibly gifted piano player and songwriter, and Bernie Taupin's lyrics on top of that, with the chance pairing of the two of them, was really just... you know, something that wasn't going to be stopped. Yeah. They were amazing together.
We're looking forward to it. A return to normal maybe a little bit with more and more things opening up and another one of these great concerts at the Tibbetts, Yellow Brick Road, a tribute to Elton John. Real quick, give a shout-out to the other guys in the band that you have with you.
Sure. We have one of our guys that was from the very beginning of the band, our drummer, Kevin Ostrowski. And we have Rich Daigle, who was actually in my very first band I ever performed in, playing on the guitar, center stage. We have Mike Tobias on the guitar. I've been with him for years and years. Mark Cavanaugh on the bass, and amazing bass player. And myself.
All right.
So I'm Gerald Bray.
So, I guess when you go to the grocery store, people don't trick you for Elton John, do they? Do they ask you for autographs?
No, that doesn't usually happen, but I do live in a small community, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. I love where I live, and everybody knows everybody, and I do get caught from time to time down at the market singing some Elton John music with the music playing over the speakers. Yeah. Well, that's kind of funny.
But you're not wearing the big old feathers and the funky glasses, though, right?
Not usually. I save that for Tuesdays, Thursdays.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to it this Friday night on stage. Gerald, we'll look forward to it. We'll see you then, all right?
All right. Sounds great, Ken. Thank you.
Gerald Brand, he's the leader. He is Elton John, a tribute to Elton John, Yellow Brick Road. Still a few tickets left. Go online, tibbetts.org, to check that out, or give him a call at 278-6029 at the Tibbetts for the show coming up this Friday night. That's part of our Tibbetts Talk. And he nails it. This is Gerald Brand. Pretty eyes.